Limits of revelation, creation and mysteries of the spiritual world. There are limits of revelation of the spiritual world that God has placed in this life. Our ability to know God while in this physical world is severely limited by our material world and the inferiority of our faculties. We are allowed to understand our past and discover our future destinies. All the other mysteries of the spiritual universe can only be partially glimpsed but not fully understood while in this earthly body. With that in mind, we will try to broaden a little more the mysteries of the spirit world, always remembering that our descriptions and vocabulary are inadequate and our success would only be in painting a shadow of what true reality in the spirit world is like. God, who always is, created all time, space and energy. Since God does not exist in these limits, we cannot imagine the dimension of God, since as his creation, we always think of existence in terms of time, space and energy. Those who tried to define God by these limits are attempting to describe God from the human point of view. Try to imagine a dimension where time does not exist, space does not exist and energy does not exist and at the same time contains all of time, all of space and all of energy. The whole spiritual and physical universe created by God with all its life and inhabitants exists within time, space and energy. Although the substance of spiritual time, spiritual space and spiritual energy is beyond the physical manifestations of physical linear time, linear space and linear energy. When God first created, he spoke and spiritual light came into being, Genesis 1-3. This light was not just natural light, photons, but it is a spiritual substance that cannot be seen or measured in the physical world. Natural light is only a mere natural attribute of the formation of stars and suns. This original spiritual light contains the substance of time, space and energy. There is a difference between spiritual time, spiritual space and spiritual energy and physical time, physical space and physical energy. Physical time is linear and measured by vibrations or movements of atoms or the rotations of heavenly bodies. Physical space is linear and measured by physical distance. Physical energy is linear and measured by velocity or frequencies or vibration. In order to understand spiritual concepts, we need to understand that there is also psychological time, where events can seem short or long based on our interest. Psychological space, where distance can seem near or far based on our awareness, and psychological movement or velocity, where we seem to be moving even if another object of our attention is the one that moves, backwards or forwards, or the reverse where something else seems to be moving, like the sun around the earth, when it is actually we who moved. The spiritual concept of time, space and energy is similar to the psychological concept of time, space and energy. The spiritual world experiences time through events, experiences space through thoughts and experiences energy through the spiritual life vibrating or pulsating from the spirit heart, which has its life origin from God. All of the spiritual universes still experience the concept of time, space and life but not in the same limited earth manner. The soul areas of man, intellect, will and emotions, were created to experience all the fullness of the dimensions of time, space and energy. We were not to be limited or dominated by these dimensions but rather learn to manipulate and be dominant over them. When we are freed from our physical body and become spirit beings, we are able to grow and learn to progress in our domination over these three dimensions of God's creation. Even now we have a measure of the powers of the age to come, Hebrews 6:5. Consciousness is like the frequency, motion or energy aspect, the will is like the propulsion or space aspect and feelings are like the time aspect. Below is a diagram of what our experience of the spiritual dimension of time, space and energy are like. It is possible for a spiritual experience to last only one earth minute but be like 6 weeks. Or for spiritual experiences to be like a few minutes but physically lasting for one whole earth week. The physical earth measures linear time by atoms and the revolution of the earth around the sun. Spiritual time can be shortened or lengthened and it receives its pulsed life from the very throne of God which created time. Diagram 2, spiritual dimensions of time, space and energy, spiritual distances which are millions of light years when measured by earthly scales can be transverse in a fleeting thought, but the distances can be spiritually felt by the density of the spiritual materiality of each sphere. The different spiritual spheres also contain different degrees of spiritual energy, with the highest spheres containing the greatest pulsation of life. Because of the different degrees in which each sphere vibrates with the energy of spiritual life, those of the lowest sphere cannot see the higher spheres nor live in them until their internal spiritual life grows to the same degree of life or glory. In a similar way, we cannot see the blades of a fan turning very fast, and are unable to see infrared or ultraviolet light because we do not have the internal physical eye capacity to see those wavelengths of photons. The physical material world is of the lowest life and lowest frequency of glory. It is like a heavy condensation of the spiritual substance of spiritual light. For lack of a better word, I would need to use the word astral, hereby defined as the realm between the spiritual and the material, to describe some mysteries of the material creation. From the spiritual substance of the spiritual light that came forth in God's original creation, spiritual matter is first formed. Different proportions of spiritual time, spiritual space and spiritual energy form different types of spiritual matter, XTXY, SXZ equals various spiritual substances. All the different spheres of the spiritual universes consist of the differing proportions of this light substance through differing proportions of time, space and matter. In a similar manner, natural light, photons, has three properties of frequency, related to spiritual frequency, energy or vibration, of wavelength, related to the spiritual space, and a physical time dimension, related to spiritual time. For this reason, some aspects of God's creations are completely invisible to inhabitants of a spiritual world made from other proportions of the spiritual substance of time, space and energy. Spirits created by God progress in their growth through the spiritual spheres, experiencing the different dimensions and beauty of God's creation. The lives of the spirits are not dependent on the spiritual substances of time, space and energy of their solar systems or galaxies, but rather their lives come from God directly, but their manifest forms take on the substances of the respective world, solar system or galaxies in which they were first given life. Their forms changing from glory to glory as they progress in their walk with God through the various spheres. The physical plane is like one aspect of the proportion of the distribution and combination of spiritual light substance of time, space and energy. Imagine the different wavelengths of light as different combinations of spiritual matter, spiritual time, spiritual space and spiritual energy, and that physical matter is only one wavelength of this manifestation, like between all the colors from infrared plus the seven visible colors of the rainbow to ultraviolet, and only being able to see just one color. What we physically see is only like one wavelength of this marvelous combination of possibly millions of dimensions of spiritual substance of matter. When a human dies, they only leave behind the physical dimension, but their life continues clothed in a lighter dimension of this spiritual matter, lighter in comparison to physical material. Of course, even this lighter dimension when compared with the higher spheres of glory is heavy. Imagine that there are countless other spheres higher in glory, and you can imagine how heavy the earthly spheres must seem to spirits who are from God's highest throne. As spirits grow in glory through the spheres, they take on the lighter spiritual substances of the higher sphere. Thus, spirits from the higher spheres can be invisible to those of the lower spheres, but the spirits of the lower spheres are always visible to spirits in the higher spheres. When the higher spirits visit the lower spheres, they take on the substance of the lower sphere, and when a lower spirit visits the higher spheres, they are temporarily shielded with a covering so that they won't feel uncomfortable in the greatness of the lighter substance of higher glory. Diagram 3, the various dimensions of reality. God exists outside of all time, space and energy, and is in a dimension and realm beyond all our understanding at the moment. The spiritual dimension consists of all the spiritual spheres in their various states of glory. The highest spiritual spheres are sublime and lighter, whilst the lowest spiritual spheres are less glorious but still made up of a spiritual substance. The ethereal, astral dimension is separate from the spiritual dimension in that the spiritual substance takes another dimensional shift, ethereal/astral particles, before the material dimension of physical matter. Mysteries of the material world. There are things in the spiritual world for which there are no words any earthly language can describe, 2 Corinthians 12-4. No earthly language can paint their reality. There are colors in the spectrum of light that are beyond the ability of the physical earth to reproduce. There are colors which contain healings and impartations yet unknown to the earth. There are notes and tones too refined for the sphere of the earth. There are forces and powers not yet available to us, nor can they be understood or utilized by us in our present development. The blessings of the spiritual world constantly flow and vibrate down towards the earth, but our physical brain, made from material matter, does not feel their impact impinging upon us and lifting us upwards. As each spirit develops the spiritual organs and senses to receive the frequencies of the higher spiritual realms, then only is it able to receive the relative blessings of the impartations flowing like a river from the throne of God through the various spiritual spheres to the earth. The spiritual substance of spiritual light cannot become physical material without first passing through another dimension. Remember that each dimension of spiritual substance is formed by different proportions of spiritual time, spiritual space and spiritual energy. This dimension between the physical material dimension and the spiritual dimension is called the ethereal, astral dimension, the deep, Genesis 1-2. The ethereal, astral dimension is likened to the dimension when water vapor, H2O, becomes liquid, water, and then solid, ice, Genesis 1-2, waters of the deep, Job 38 hours 30 minutes, Psalms 42-7, 145:6, Proverbs 8:27, 28, Habakkuk 3:10. It is like the mold in which water is poured before it is made into different shapes of ice. All physical matter has its ethereal, astral form before its physical form. Ethereal, astral forms are formed by ethereal, astral elements, whilst physical forms are formed from atomic particles of protons, neutrons and electrons. There are four types of ethereal, astral elements which make up the ethereal, astral mineral life. They possess a measure of energy life force just like atoms and molecules possess energy. And as physical cells are formed from DNA which are combinations of four nucleotides, ACGT, ethereal, astral cells are formed from the four ethereal, astral elements of mineral life which are, earth type, E, fire type, F. Water type, W, and air type, A. The four ethereal, astral elements, although named as earth, fire, water and air are not like their physical element counterparts but rather relate, or have its physical shadow form, to the four primal forces of physics, earth relating to the force of gravity, fire relating to electromagnetic force, water relating to the strong force and air to the weak force. These ethereal, astral DNA form ethereal, astral cells which in turn form three higher ethereal, astral life forms, plant life, animal life and human life. Because the physical realm is patterned after the invisible realm, what we see as physical DNA, ACGT, is patterned after the invisible ethereal, astral DNA, IFWA, Romans 1:20, 2 Corinthians 4:18, Hebrews 11:3. The ethereal, astral realm is affected by the thought energy that flows from all humans. It is also affected by the emotions and will of humans. Just as our physical bodies are constantly renewing each cell daily through our physical food, our ethereal, astral forms are constantly renewing their ethereal, astral cells through absorption of ethereal, astral life energy. Our thoughts have an effect on our ethereal, astral forms which then have a psychosomatic effect on our physical bodies. Ancient philosophies have some perception of these truths but there is also a lot of error in their understanding of the realm between the spiritual and material world. The Chinese philosophy of yin, water, yang, fire, and chi, human astral energy, gives a partial truth. The Greek philosophy of the elements of fire, water, earth and air also gives partial truths. Indian philosophy uses five elements of fire, water, earth, air and ether. Chinese acupuncture philosophy uses five elements of fire, water, earth, air and wood. Ethereal, astral realm, ethereal, yetsa realm. Probably the best description of the ethereal, astral realm in the Bible is to call it the ethereal, yetsa realm. It is the realm where the imaginations of men are a reality in the invisible realm which will manifest in the material realm. God told Moses to write a song of warning and reminder to the Israelites because he could see into their yetsa and knew that it would be a definite manifestation in their future that they would rebel against him, and he desired that they would turn back to him when that event occurred. Deuteronomy 31 hours 21 minutes. The flood of Noah was sent not just because of the acts of evil men but also because of the yetsa of evil men, which would have manifested physically, Genesis 6-5. Yetsa has been translated as frame and thing made in the Bible, Psalm 103 hours 14 minutes, Isaiah 29 hours 16 minutes. The astral form is the frame for the material body. The worlds were framed by the Word of God, Hebrews 11-3. Before our material body was made, our frame or ethereal, astral form was created first, Psalms 139 hours 15 minutes. Amplified Bible translates the depths of the earth as a region of darkness and mystery, which could easily refer to the ethereal, astral sphere. There are many differing concepts of the astral realm among the various occult religions, and some of their concepts contradict one another. The true ethereal, astral plane is the lowest ethereal substance realm that is parallel to the earth, and it is the realm that is the ethereal, astral blueprint for all things created in the natural realm. Romans 1:20, 2 Corinthians 4:18, Hebrews 11-3. The material DNA, ACGT nucleotides, that is the fabric of natural life, has its counterpart in the ethereal, astral DNA, IFY ethereal, astral elements, which is the invisible substance counterpart to physical DNA. All the above descriptions and classifications of the dimensions of the spirit world are merely my feeble human attempt to describe in earthly language that which was seen and experienced. The dimensions are real and true, but my descriptions of them may be imperfect. There is a dimension of God, beyond time, space and energy, dimensions of the spiritual world with all its various spheres of light which enclose the dark spheres, a dimension of an ethereal, astral state that is parallel to the material world, which I have called the ethereal, astral or ethereal, yetsa sphere, and the dimension of the physical world from the spiritual viewpoint. Thus my definition of the ethereal, astral sphere differs from others. It is merely a necessary realm that frames the material world and all physical life. Animals. There are four different levels of life: mineral life, plant life, animal life, includes insects in our definition, and human life. All life proceeds from God, but only man has spiritual life. Animals have a measure of soul life. It is through this soul life that Balaam's donkey was able to remember events and communicate, Numbers 22:23-33. When an animal dies, its soul becomes part of the animals in the spheres. The animals, plants and minerals of the spiritual world are more glorious than on this earth. For a human spirit, the astral body is just another body like the physical body, and it is separate from its spiritual life. Spirit life, unlike astral life, which dissipates into the astral atmospheric sphere, does not dissipate or die. Its qualities are turned into darkness or glory according to the free will and growth of the spirit. Thus a human spirit occupies an astral body and a material body on the planet Earth. All that we see around us is created from the invisible spiritual realm. Hebrews 11:3, 2 Corinthians 4:18, Romans 1:20. All the matter of the physical earth is created from spiritual forces and continues to be sustained from the spiritual realm. The spiritual forces of energy that created physical matter continue to radiate with a spiritual glow. The life force that is in the spiritual realm is of course much greater than that of the physical earth. In the spiritual world of light, everything glows with spiritual life, even the rocks and minerals of the spiritual sphere. In comparison, although all physical matter is originally made from spiritual forces, it is dull compared to that of the spiritual world. 1. Animals are not exactly like us humans. Humans have spirits, souls and bodies. Animals only have a soul and a body. The Hebrew word for soul is nephesh and has been used for animals in Genesis 1:21, 24, 2:19, 9:10, 15, 16, translated creature, in Genesis 9:4-5, translated life, in Leviticus 11:46, 24:18, translated animal. The soul consists of the will, the emotions and the intellect, of which animals have a small measure. Animal souls are, of course, not equivalent to the highly developed souls of human beings, but they do have some small capacity. Different species have different capacities and some within the same species have developed a greater capacity than others. Balaam's donkey was given the capacity of human speech briefly to communicate, and whether it communicated to humans or not, it already had the capacity of intelligence. It reasons with Balaam, Numbers 22:28. The capacity for memory, it remembers its history with Balaam, Numbers 22:30. And some level of spiritual world capacity, it could see the angel, Numbers 22:23, 25, 27. The donkey was also very protective of Balaam before he got beaten. Animals through their animal soul have capacities for communication, affection, intelligence and will. 2. Animals were designed to be part of the fellowship with mankind. God gave Adam all the animals but from them were none found equal to him, thus he made Eve, Genesis 2:18-22. However, that does not diminish the fact that the animals were part of the companionship and fellowship that God made for man because he was alone, Genesis 2:18-19. Animals do provide good companionship and fellowship to mankind, although not to the level that a man and a woman can have with one another when they are brought together by God in holy matrimony. This fellowship of the animal kingdom with the human world is restored in the millennium, Isaiah 11:6-9. 3. Part of the attribute of righteousness is measured in the way we treat animals. A righteous man regards the life of his animal, but the tender mercies of the wicked are cruel. Proverbs 12:10. Also remember that animals have been used in the service of God's kingdom in their unique capacity. 2. Elisha and the ravens, 1 Kings 17:6. Jonah and the whale, Jonah 1:17-2:10. Jesus and the donkey, a prophesied event, Matthew 21:1-11. The animal kingdom has demonstrated sensitivity to the plan of God and has been obedient to being used as God required. 4. Animals are present in the spiritual world, Elijah and the fiery chariots with fiery horses, 2 Kings 2:11, Elijah and the chariots and horses of fire, 2 Kings 6:17, Jesus and the white horse, Revelation 19:11. Animals are present in all the various heavenly spheres and the animals of the highest spheres are greater in glory than the animals of the lower spheres. This could be subject to two possible interpretations, that either the animals are created separately in different spheres of glory or that the animals do progress in their animal sphere glory of usefulness. In the spiritual world, animal souls can be seen going from the earth into the realms of paradise in the heavenly spheres. 2. Activities in the spiritual world, the schools of music. All music in the heavenly spheres has sound, shape and color. There are many, many schools in the spirit world in each sphere. In the school of music, students study the music of various types. There are those who specialize in composition. Others specialize in orchestral music. Still others study ecclesiastical music and many other forms of music unknown to us. The music of the spheres reaches beyond all the sounds known to earth, and the best symphonies of Beethoven and Mozart are like child compositions when compared to the music of the spheres. There are various progressive schools of music through each sphere, rising higher and higher in refinement and quality as the glory of the spheres increases. In the buildings of heaven, the buildings and plants have a harmony which is absent on the earth. Buildings are not just built, they are grown and emanate a presence, and the plants around the building also emanate a presence which harmonize together like a song or a melody. There are studies in music that are beyond this world, studies in the creation of instruments of music, studies in the effect of music on various spiritual substances, souls or spirits, studies in the relationship of music and the various glory it brings forth, studies dedicated to singing, studies in spirit composition, studies in transmission through the various spheres, and many others which are not imaginable on this earth. There are also those who create compositions and another group who specialize in transmitting them to those who are able to receive them on the earth. There is no hurriedness in any of the works, but great and patient care is taken on every detail. Most of the best music of earth have come from those angelic spirits who have gifted them to those who are sensitive to receive them. Unfortunately, not all the music of the earth have risen from these bright realms. There are those that come to earth via the realms of darkness. Its original source was from God, but its true tone, energy and color has been refracted through dark spirits and changed before being received by those humans living in darkness. All music has its original source flowing from the heart of God, but becomes changed uniquely as it flows through the spirits that receive them. The concerts in heaven have more harmonies in voice and music than there are on the earth. Not only are the harmonies of sounds in pitches which earthly ear has not heard, but also harmonies of light and life that is displayed when the music is played. The symphonies are such that you cannot tell one instrument from another. Everything becomes a swell of harmonious waves of colors, lights and sounds with the manifested hues of glory. It not only brings great pleasure, but it also invigorates and fills the listener with life and energy. Plants, animals, clothing, buildings, air, water and all spirits radiate hues of colors in symphony with the music played. It is a transforming presence that results. All life in the heavenly spheres vibrates with music and life. The worship and singing of each sphere is more sublime the higher the spheres. Even though the music of the lowest sphere is already greater in quality than the earth's, the music of each successive sphere is greater in quality than the one lower. Each sphere has its own unique music, tint of color and clothing according to the various characters, blend of minds, knowledge or wisdom of its inhabitants. When we visit a different sphere, the atmosphere, color and music of the particular sphere begins to affect our own beings and clothing, and we are transformed within and without by the uniqueness of the sphere we visit. We immediately feel the special graces of that particular sphere and sense the oneness with those who dwell there. The schools of science. The schools of science in the higher spheres study the application and creation of substances and matter specific to each sphere. There are laws that govern the operation of spiritual matter as there are in natural matter. This includes not just the creation of buildings, but also of plants and trees related to the building. There are those who study and teach others of these laws, and those who apply and guide others in the application of these laws in the creation of buildings and homes for those of the lower spheres. The mysteries of the universe are studied in the schools of science. There are some who specialize in imparting a small measure of the knowledge of the science of the material world to those on earth who have a leaning towards this area. All the great discoveries of science and mathematics on the earth have been the work of these spirits. The sophistication of the level of science is such that those spirits who are inclined towards this area are trained to exercise power over the very essence of spiritual atomic matter. As an allegory, imagine what it is like to build a car one atom at a time, manipulating the very quarks within the protons and neutrons. At such levels, no instrument suffices. It is the pure exercise of thought and will over matter. Imagine how perfect it would have been to build something one atom at a time. Some of those in these schools become the architects of the spiritual realm. Others study the various lights and glory of God and its life impartation on various elements plus combinations of these forces. The higher the spheres, there is more differentiation of the spiritual substances in their various sublime forms. The purity of thought, character, will and emotions are very important in creation because the handiwork created takes on the very same characteristics of its builder. Growing of mansions. The mansions of the various spheres of heaven are built by techniques far beyond our capacity.